Hello everyone, hope you all are doing well. So let me start my today's topic. Today I am going to discuss Maslow's need hierarchy theory. As the name symbolizes, Maslow's need hierarchy theory, it is derived by the person whose name was Maslow. So it was named as Maslow need hierarchy theory. It defines the motivation, how a person get motivated, the hierarchy by which he get motivated from. It starts from lower and go to the top. The first one is basic physiological needs. What are the physiological needs which is required by every person by getting which people get motivated? And it's a basic need. What is that? As we all know, food, shelter and clothing. These are the basic need by which a person get motivated. So according to Maslow, it's the basic and the first hierarchical need which everyone requires. After getting the basic physiological needs, the second need is safety or security need, in which a person needs security, whether it is physical or financial. After getting the basic amenity of life, a person required safety, that in which society he is living, he must be secured. The place where he is living, he should be secured. He should be secured financially and physically both. Third one is social or affiliation need. After getting safety, the person should be motivated with friendship and social interaction. As we are humans, and according to human behavior, human needs friendship and social interaction. Human is a social animal. Where he needs to interact with people and society. So after getting security, the next hierarchical need is social or need of affiliation. After getting the need of affiliation, a person will need esteem needs. The next need is esteem needs, where a person requires a status. If he is living in a society where he has friends, where he has security, and where he is getting his basic needs, that is food, shelter and clothing, then now he needs a proper status in that society. It's his esteem need that he needs status, symbol in that society. After getting esteem need fulfilled, the next need is self-actualization need. It is considered last need according to Maslow's hierarchy theory, where a person get towards his objective or aim or goal. Need for growth or self-fulfillment, where he is willing to achieve his goal and he gets satisfied, is self-actualization need. These are the needs of hierarchy which Maslow has defined. Let us take an example of an organization, how it works in an organization for an employee. The first need, basic physiological need for an employee, it's what is it? Here it is basic salary by which he will get that food, shelter and clothing. For an employee, basic physiological need is salary. Then for safety and security need, he must look for job safety and pension plans. Then for need of affiliation, he needs colleagues. He need cordial relationships Then for esteem need, what do he needs? For esteem need, he need promotions or job title where he needs some status. Then for getting the self-actualization need, maybe challenging job or achievement of his goals. Maybe he wants new job and a higher position. It can be actualization need for him. So according to Maslow, this was the hierarchy which is followed for the motivation of a person. The step by which he fulfill his needs, he get more motivated. After physiological needs, he gets safety needs, then he gets social needs, then esteem needs, then self-actualization needs. According to Maslow, these are the five needs. But there are some exceptions or contradictions as well. It's not applicable to every person. If we will take an example of saints, the people who are not willing to for society and affiliation, sometimes they also need not esteem. After getting the basic physiological needs, they directly move towards the self-actualization needs. They are apart from this world and they think that this all is not truth. It's lie, and they are willing in the worship of God. They are quite busy there. So for that, this theory do not implement there. So we can't say that it's universal, true that Maslow's hierarchy is applicable everywhere. But it's also true Maslow's need hierarchy is 90% above people are following this, and it's somewhere true. And it's very popular need hierarchy. People do follow it in organizations, in real lives, and in modern era it's very popular. Although it was not made today, but it was made before 1950s, I think about 1943, but it's still applicable in the modern era. This shows that how effective it is. That's why it is so much popular, and it's actually need hierarchy which we can say it is true and applicable in the modern world. Thank you for today.